Today on episode number 339 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, I lost a listener in last week, and on his way out the door, he sent me a lovely email. I'll tell you about that. We're going to talk about a horrible presentation at New Media Expo that we can learn a lot from.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where I help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting to producing and all points in between. Because if you're looking to start a podcast, there is one place on the internet that has everything you need, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to have you join in on the conversation. Today we're going to talk about an email I got that, it's different. It's the first of a kind for me. And you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. If you got a microphone plugged in, there's actually a voicemail button right on the website. You can also leave a comment in the show notes, which you will find today at schoolofpodcasting.com/339. And I'm glad you're here. And today, we're just going to jump into this. The email was titled, How to Lose a Listener. And we've talked about how to lose listeners in the past. Things like really bad audio quality. We've said that if you have, where it just sounds like you're underwater. Or if it's really, really loud and really, really soft. We've said that excessive swearing can drive people off. Really just anything, content-wise. And it's interesting. It's this was from Aaron Davies, who actually said, hey, you can discuss this in a future episode. So I'm going to share with you this email. And it says, well, it was fun while it lasted, but I've listened to the last episode of the School of Podcasting that I'll be listening to. Normally, I just unsubscribe and move on with my life. But since you've given me a lot of great advice, I'm going to pause. Since I've given you a lot of great advice, good advice, excuse me, let me not embellish, good advice, not great, I thought it would be fair to return the favor. So for that, Aaron, I do thank you, because a lot of people just leave. Your inability to get through a show without letting us know what religion you are is utterly insufferable to me. Now, here's the thing you have to keep in mind here. There's your side, my side, and the truth. And in the end here, this is a thing you'll hear about in my marriage podcast. We'll talk about that a little later today. That how something is translated. So I'm sitting there thinking, really? What did I do? And I say, God bless at the end, I think, on occasion. And I was trying to think, he just made it sound like all I was doing was like, you're going to hell. I didn't get it. Oh, by the way, we're going to talk about Jesus today. And if that word really blows you away, but I got it. Okay. So anyway, utterly insufferable to me. So my point here is, this is Aaron's reality. I'm not here to judge his reality. I have to accept that is what he perceived. All right. So your inability to get through a show without letting us all know what religion you are is utterly insufferable to me, as I'm sure it is to many of your former listeners. I don't begrudge you your faith, but if I wanted to listen to someone babble about your imaginary sky buddy, my imaginary sky buddy, I got it. I want to get a shirt that says that. I have an imaginary sky buddy. I download a religion cast with an informational podcast. I should not know anything at all about A, your religion, B, your politics. I'm sure you aren't intentionally narrowing your audience, but you are very effectively limiting your audience. Okay, I'm going to just go through this because there's some things here that I'm like going, you don't get podcasting then. I would look at it the same way I look at profanity in a podcast, and sorry for comparing Jesus to profanity, but I think you'll appreciate the analogy. Hey, I am all about analogies. Nobody will ever quit listening to your podcast because it doesn't have enough profanity, but plenty of people will stop listening to it because it does. I would strongly recommend you leave the religious references out in the future and hopefully atheists like myself and 20% of Americans who do not believe in God. Actually, the number's a little higher for the record. Will feel welcome when listening to your show. Thanks for all the great work. Aaron Davies, please, P.S., this would probably make a great subject to discuss on a future episode. So I wrote back to Aaron, and we're going to talk today about knowing your audience, because there was some stuff at the New Media Expo that was just absolutely horrid, and yet one of my favorite memories of all time. So we're going to talk about today, what happens if people don't like you? So I wrote back to Aaron. Aaron, I listened to George Harab. Now, George Harab, you can find him at Geologic Podcast. And I say to him, as an atheist, you should check it out. When George talks about the religious morons of the week, he is being George. And actually, I'm sorry. As a Christian, I enjoy and cringe at that section because George is letting me know what offends him as an atheist, and my goal is not to do that. Now, these are usually pretty obvious morons to the point that I actually agree with George. And actually, the other thing that's kind of funny is the biggest gripe about Christians is that they're hypocrites. And you know who else hated hypocrites? Jesus. That's why he hated the Pharisees. But again, I don't want to get too biblical here. We'll get into that in a second. I wouldn't expect anything. I'll shut up and just read my email. I listen to George Rod's podcast as an atheist. You should check it out. When George talks about the religious morons of the week, he is being George. I wouldn't expect anything else from him. And in the United States of America, I would fight for the right for George to say his opinion, even if it directly conflicts with mine. You have the right to tune me out, as I do when I listen to George. I know George is a skeptic, and he knows I went to, quote, preacher school before I quit. Religion, not God, drives me nuts. While I could cut George out of my life, we just did an hour live at New Media Expo, then I would miss all the things we agree on because we disagree on one thing. My sky buddy. No, my invisible sky buddy. I'm adding that. I didn't put that in the email. Now, that would be a shame if I cut George Rob out of my life because we couldn't agree on one thing. And I put here, and kind of intolerant. I've helped skeptics start podcast. To not do so wouldn't really be showing God's love now, would it? Heck, if Jesus was alive today, he'd be hanging out with crackheads and politicians. Now, in my world, that's like some of the world's, you know, all right? Not that skeptics are crackheads. My point being, Jesus hung out with everyone. He didn't discriminate. It is your choice to unsubscribe. I can't stop you. I wish you the best in all you do. I am Dave Jackson. I'm a Christian. I'm a podcaster. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm a guitar player. I'm a husband. I'm a stepfather. For me to not talk about any of these subjects would stop me from being me. And people can spot a phony a mile away. It was never my intention to offend anyone. Be well, Dave. So, I have a couple stories here I'm going to relay. Number one, many moons ago, I worked for a company that was just awful to work for. And I was, I'm a corporate trainer by day. And in this place, when I wasn't teaching, I was on their tech support. And to make a long story short, there was one customer who complained to the owner of the company. And he came down from the mountain and made sweeping changes based on one feedback item. And it completely ruined their customer service, right? So to try to fix one, they ruined it for a lot of people. They added to the average length of a phone call about 5 minutes. And the great thing was, he said, hey, because we had like literally, I don't know, 5,000 franchises that would call in. And I would say, they would call up and they'd say, hey, Dave, this is, you know, Jim. And I'd be like, hey, Jim, there's only like 8 billion Jims in the database. What's your franchise ID number? And he'd say, I'm, you know, B37. And I'd look him up. Hey, it's Jim, you know, Smith, whatever. And I could instantly pull up his information. Well, one person said, I feel like a number when you ask me for my franchise ID number. Well, I get that. Sorry. And he would have explained to this person how he benefited from giving that number. I bet that guy would quit complaining. But nonetheless, the king came down from the mountain and said, if anybody asks somebody for their franchise ID number, you are instantly fired. So not only did he add about 5 minutes to every phone call, but he put the fear of, I was going to say the fear of God, but I don't want to offend Aaron. He put the fear of losing your job. And it was, so my point being, if I right now never use the G word, the J word, the JC word, right? Then, you know, I would keep Aaron. But here's the thing. One of the reasons, if we are, quote, new media, one of the reasons old media just absolutely sucks is they are so worried about offending anybody that their content is absolutely 100% horrible. Absolutely unwatchable, absolutely unlistenable. Now, take the other extreme. Let's look at the people who are making a living in, quote, media that people hate. Donald Trump. We know what he stands for. Rush Limbaugh. Now, for the record, I hate Rush Limbaugh. And I am, quote, supposed to be a right-wing nut. I hate Rush Limbaugh. You know why? Because he's so far right, I can't take it. I just want to hear him say one bad thing about Republicans that I would think about listening to. I just can't take the guy, right? Pierce, once his name, on CNN that took over for Larry King. Is that his name? Whatever. The English dude on CNN that's trying to get guns banned, right? All these people, and you can think of people who are successful, and they stand for something, right? John Stewart on The Daily Show is a bit of a liberal, right? But here's the thing. If you don't stand for anything, you stand for nothing. And if you stand for nothing, you're just nothing. And then you turn on the news and what do you hear? You hear about American Idol and what somebody was wearing and the fact that, oh, look at this little dog helped the other dog down the step. Well, yeah, that doesn't help me. I don't care. And that's why I turned off my TV 3 years ago, and I really haven't missed it except for The Biggest Loser, which I watch online, because it's horrible. And the other thing is, it's not very real. One of the things that made radio great, and I'm talking back in the 50s. Now, I wasn't around in the 50s. I'm not that old. But when I listen to it and I read about it, they talk about one thing, radio personalities. And it was cool. When I did grow up, there was a guy named Kid Leo in the 70s that was on WMMS in Cleveland. And I knew when Kid was on, he was going to play some pretty cool stuff. It also helped that he was the program director. But nonetheless, different person, Denny Sanders was in the afternoon. And they had a little more ability to play songs, and each DJ kind of had their own little flavor. They had, quote, personality. And if you liked what Denny played, you listened to him. And if you didn't, you tuned out. Now, the other thing is, if you go to the School of Podcasting, by the way, and I'm sorry if I'm, this might be profane, and I shouldn't say that in a sarcastic way, because again, I don't want to offend anybody, but on the schoolofpodcasting.com, right there in the bottom left-hand corner, Jeremiah 29:11. It's not like it was a big surprise that I'm a Christian. And by the way, I'm not a very good Christian. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm trying. I know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, that's my goal. And if you're wondering what the heck is a Jeremiah 29:11, listen to this offensive stuff. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And here's the deal. In 2010, my life went in the toilet. And there was one thing that kept me going. You know what it was? Jeremiah 29:11. Now, people might say I was crazy if I read Tony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant, and that gave me all sorts of self-confidence to keep going. Nobody would blink an eye. But because it's the Bible and it's because it's from my invisible sky body that says that, I'm offensive. It's America. We're allowed to have difference of opinion. And so, you know, if saying God bless is offensive, then by all means, don't listen to this podcast because I'm going to say it at the end. And that's who I am. And that's part of being a podcast, is being you. If I tried to be someone else, I would probably not be very good at it. That's like, I didn't realize. I guess there are people that put on a voice. I've yet to hear any of these, but if I was talking like this all the time and I put on a voice and today on the podcast, we're going to talk like this, I'm sure eventually I would slip into my own voice because it's hard to be that phony that long, you know? Okay, next up. So, and I don't know. To me, I've always used just real life examples. So if I talk about my church or if I talk about my kids, I've given the example of you should have the passion of a 16-year-old who wants to drive. By the way, if you're in Ohio, it's not safe anymore. My stepson got his license, right? But I talked about that because that kid had insane passion and nothing was going to stop him from driving. And I said, you kind of got to have that same passion. Now, was that offensive? I don't hope not, because I talked about my 16-year-old son. But that's part of my life. And that's what I used it for. So, Aaron, I'm sorry I offended you. I will absolutely not change my podcast. And if I lose 20% of my audience, I'd rather have 20% of the audience that liked me for being me than to have to change me to be phony to gain 100%. Kurt Cobain, lead singer of Nirvana, had a great quote. I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. Maybe I shouldn't quote people who have gone on to blow their brains out. I don't know. Here's one. Find out who you are. And do it on purpose. Dolly Parton, who has not changed. Actually, she has changed. She's changed a lot to look the same. If you see Dolly Parton, she's scary looking at this point. But now I bring this up not to bash Aaron. I think it's interesting that Christians are, quote, judgmental, but it's okay to everyone to judge Christians. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. I found that very interesting in my college years. But I say this, you're like, Dave, what does this have to do with podcasting? I'm doing this to say, guess what? You know, some people aren't going to like you. And some people will leave you a nice little insights on the way out the door. And it's still up to you. I'm not changing my show. I don't think I'm overly religious. I know what I said last week. I was talking, or 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the reasons you should be podcasting in 2013. And so I was saying how it's a global audience. And one of the points I wanted to make was how nonprofits can reach the world. And when I think nonprofit, I don't know, I'm silly. I think of a church. Maybe I should have spoken to the United Way. I don't know. But anyway, and there will be people that say things that aren't always complimentary. In some cases, even your friends. Check out this clip from Success Freaks. .com.
I was working with other people. And I was like, I just don't want to hear my voice again on another show. It's too much. I don't like people who they do 5 or 6 different shows. So their network is just really them talking. That's not a network.
Dave Jackson.
Oh, no. No. Dave Jackson doesn't do a network. See, that's the difference.
No, Dave, but he does Jackson. 5 or 6 shows. The man does a lot of work.
He does a lot of work, but he puts it out to different groups. They don't really cross-pollinate. I mean, there's other people who have quote-unquote networks, like the Bear Calling Nation was a network. But it's really 21 shows, but they're on every single one of them. That is not a network. Our good friend Dave, I'm going to let him smack you one good time when we see him in Vegas. Just for that, because he's my good friend.
Yeah, I know he is. That's why I had to throw it out there.
So, Dave Jackson, when you're talking about us, it's Success Freaks with my good friend Charles and that other doofus.
So there you go. Mr. Morton, maybe not so much a fan. And actually, when I met him in Vegas, I thought it was going to be a lot worse. When I finally got back and listened to the podcast, I'm like, really? That's all he said? Really? I didn't think it was that big a deal. Actually, I was hanging out with him. We're going to just switch gears into another topic. So that's the bottom line of that. And here's how I always tell people handling negative comments. In fact, let me, I'm sure there's some in iTunes. I haven't looked in iTunes. Let me see what we got going here. All right. Well, this is interesting. I only have a few bad reviews, which is really great. We'll talk about that in a second. But one from Jay Widget says, not good, not enough thought. It's a commercial for bad services. I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker. Then Dodge House says, a sham of a show. He's talking about this show. I couldn't believe it when the first podcast I listened to for the show was the podcaster asking for donations for the month of February because it was his birthday and he wanted to buy a Kindle. Now, I think I've talked about this before. That was actually an experiment I did for my book, More Podcast Money, which there I go again. It's a bad commercial for my bad book. The information here is basic to say the least. It's supposed to be basic. I'm breaking it down to make it. Okay. To say the least, and irrelevant for anyone who has gone beyond the initial steps of learning how to podcast. He is constantly trying to sell his services and push his website, which is just awful. So you will sign up for his premium content. There are better shows out there if you're looking for information on how to podcast. Love, Cliff Ravenscraft. No, I'm just kidding. Cliff would never do that. Whoever Dodge Howell is. I wish you could. Oh, if I click on his name. And you can read other people's. That's interesting. I never knew you could do that. You can go back and read other people's reviews. So let's go down. Did you know that? So here again, handling bad press. You can actually see maybe what they like. So, but you can kind of see where people come from and see what they do like. And that might help you do that. But I always tell people when it comes to reviews, because I have like 32 reviews that are 5-star. That's awesome. Now, let's go the other opposite of that. I'm going to go to most recent. Let's give some killerfood.me. Dave Jackson can help you get started quickly. His info is great and timely. I find him answering questions just when I discover the problem. Check out the back catalog for specific topics you need covered. On the personal side, he is generous answering questions to your problem. Well, thank you, Mr. Killerfood.me. So there we have both ends of the spectrum. We have somebody who thinks I'm awful, and somebody who thinks I'm really good. And my point to this for you, the wannabe podcaster, is here's the easiest way. If you look at people like Tom Hanks, Michael Jordan, people that were just the top of their game, if you read articles, many of them never read a review. They just ignored it all. And what I always tell people, I've said this to my musician fan base, you're never as good as your most glowing review. And as a musician, I've played in different groups. I remember this one guy would just follow me from club to club to club. He was like my own little, I was going to say groupie, but that's not right. But you know what I mean? He really loved to listen to me play the guitar, and I was very flattered. So you're never as good as your most glowing review, and you're never as bad as the person that says, well, this guy just stinks. It's never that bad. So in the end, the best thing to do is instead of focusing on your reviews, focus on making more content. That would be my advice on that. I appreciate all the reviews. I really do. If you want to add a review to this podcast, please go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. I really do deeply appreciate it. I'm actually going to read these now. I don't check them that often, mainly for that. I do have a sensitive ego. I don't have a huge amount of self-confidence at times. I do in certain areas, but I can be a little a fragile flower at times. But you just have to realize that you're not going to please everybody. And if you are pleasing everybody, chances are your show is awful. It's really that simple. Couple quick shout-outs before we get on to our last topic here, and that is Dr. Nina at Win the Diet War Podcast. Win the Diet War Podcast. I want to make sure I have that right. Win the Diet War Podcast. Great show prep, Mr. Jackson. Yes, because I helped Dr. Nina. I got to have her get on the show. Dr. Nina was a self-professed, I don't know anything about microphones, I don't know anything about audio, and I walked her through We fired up our webcams and I showed her how to plug stuff in. And you know what we proved? Now she had a great, she has a phenomenal blog, award-winning blog. And I said, oh, you are this close to being a podcaster. Because really all a podcast is, it's where you take a blog and you attach some media to it, audio or video. That's it. You're $43 away, a $43 microphone and a plug-in. Let's go. And she said, all right, I believe you. And she said, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to trust you. And here's the cool thing. We blew away a myth. People have said, oh, you should have at least three episodes on iTunes to be new and notable. Uh-uh. Because Dr. Nina got new and notable with two. Yeah. So check her out. She's a psychoanalyst. She's going to get inside your head and help you win the diet war. You can find her over at Win the Diet War podcast. And here's the interesting thing. Can I peel back the curtain a second here? It's Monday night, and this episode, I actually recorded it on Saturday. It might have even been Friday. And I got to quit doing that, because by the time I go to release it on Monday, something's happened, and I got to add to it. So this is take two for me. And that is the much spoken about and promoted Healing Our Marriage podcast with my wife is now available in iTunes. If you go to healingourmarriage.com/iTunes, you can subscribe. If you want to subscribe on your smartphone, we're not in Stitcher yet, but if you go to healingourmarriage.com, there's a giant RSS button. And what's interesting, I will give you some insights into this because, well, here's the thing. And so we're going to add, I'm calling an audible here. We're going to add a third topic today. And that is, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. It really doesn't have to be perfect. So my wife and I started recording this podcast. We banged out two episodes and I started telling people, oh, hey, I'm going to do this new podcast. It's coming out in January. And then we recorded our third episode and it was awful. And, we recorded our third episode again, and it went off the rails. But I already told people it was coming in January. We're actually going to have our third episode. But that's okay. I got one in the can, and things are good. And then I went to build the website. Well, I've been a big fan of Thesis. Thesis changed. Thesis is a theme for WordPress. Kind of like saying I'm a big fan of Suits, right? It's themes are kind of like clothes for your website. And Thesis changed their theme, and I don't like it anymore. I'm bummed. I loved it. I used it for years. And so I went back to Builder by iThemes. And lo and behold, they updated their theme. Yeah, and kind of broke part of it. Now, it works fine. It's a great theme in terms of like, hey, I want this here and I want that here. But I can't change the colors and stuff unless I want to do some hard coding CSS, which is why I got away from Thesis in the first place. But the cool thing is they have great customer service. And I will fix it. So my website doesn't look exactly the way I wanted it to. You know what? It's all right. It looks okay. Not the best, but people are really interested in the audio, not so much how it looks. And that's not to say looks don't matter, because they see you before they hear you. But it's okay. It'll work. And the buttons are big and you can click. So healingourmarriage.com. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And I could have waited and said, well, I want to have at least five shows in the can before I release any. I could have. And it's going to put a little pressure on us. But you know what? That's all right. So it doesn't have to be perfect. And I look at the description I have in iTunes and I go, eh, you know what? Doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah, I want to make a good first impression. And I think this is okay. I'll probably tweak it later. But let's let it rip and see what happens. So check it out, healingourmarriage.com. If you want to subscribe on iTunes, healingourmarriage.com/iTunes. Why are we doing this podcast?
Because our marriage sucks.
Okay. That's one way of putting it.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
I think my favorite line that you said was, We need to start off hating each other. Last up, no clips from the expo. That'll be in next week's show. Had a lot of content here. And I said, well, we'll just save those clips for later. The expo has these things called sponsors. And that money from the sponsors are basically, that's the oil that makes that show run. You need sponsors. And so that's why you do things like you have a after party at a bar that's so dark you can't see in front of your face with music. Right? And you're like, and I go, hey, it's great to see you. And you're almost hoarse the next day because you had to shout over the music. Well, why was that? Because the sponsor was a beer. Guinness. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get that served at the expo. It might make the sessions a little more fun. But nonetheless, that's why you have meetups. So you go, well, this doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Why are they having a meetup in a loud, dark bar? Well, it's because the sponsor is Guinness. Now, one of the things, too, that you'll notice in some cases is that in this case, the very last keynote was put on by a sponsor. And so we're going to learn some lessons from what I feel, in my opinion, was a case of not knowing your audience. And it's kind of hard when you first start a podcast because you don't really know your audience. You have an idea who they are. But this is a case where they just, wow, did they miss the ball? But they probably, you know, said, we'll sponsor the podcast. I don't know. I'm guessing here. But anyway, they're a sponsor of the show, and they got the last keynote. Now, here's the thing. When you make a podcast, one of the things I did when I was doing my Healing Our Marriage thing, I number one, found a title. So people know, I think, I hope, with a title like Healing Our Marriage, that this is a podcast about, you know, healing your marriage. If you read the description, it kind of explains it is Dave and Diane Jackson, and they're doing some self-therapy as they discuss their trials and tribulations and actually try to, it is a journey podcast. We have no idea how this is going to end. It's going to be fun to watch us either, well, we're not going to get divorced. You'll learn more about that on the show, but it's a journey podcast, right? Now, wouldn't you be upset if you tuned into that and you got a show about NASCAR, right? You'd be like, wait, I signed up for this and what the heck? Well, they came in and they said, it's a keynote with Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist, right? Famous comedian, was back in the day on MTV, used to do Singled Out with Jenny McCarthy for those of us that are over 30. There's a rough gig, going to work every day with Jenny McCarthy, right? And seems like a lovable guy. Nice guy, loves a lot of comic books, very nerdy. You know, keynote, Chris Hardwick. Then they say, we're going to have all these microphones in the audience. It's going to be an interactive display. We want you to be part of the presentation. And they've got all, like, thousands of cameras. They got this big crane with this thing. And then they get this girl, and they put her on this clear pedestal, kind of like electric chair-looking thing, but it's clear with a light going on underneath of it, and you could tweet. I think it was ITF, inventing the future, and your tweets would show up on the big screen behind her. So she's going to be filtering the tweets, and so the tweets are going to be going, and the microphone, and the Jell-O pudding for everyone. It'll be great. And then, oh, we've got Grammy Award-winning musicians playing bizarre Star Wars kind of jazz odyssey things, right? And literally, this dude came up. So you're talking to, and let's back up a little bit. Leah Laporte was talking about how old media used to try to trick people into buying their product. You know, hey, if you buy this 65 Mustang, you're going to get the chicks, right? If you buy these pants, whatever, right? And it's not that way. One of the things I really loved about New Media Expo was the Ford presentation. I'm not a huge Ford person. Mainly because my cousin was a giant Fordaholic, right? And when you have somebody's like, Ford, you're just kind of like, look, they're not that good. But they showed, the Ford people came to the expo and said, hey, here's what we're doing. And they just kind of talked to us. And they said, here's what really worked, and here's what was really cool. They showed some examples of experiments they did that didn't work. That was way cool. Because when you, for lack of a better phrase, expose your boo-boos, that creates intimacy. Because you're going, hey, if you want to kick me in the jewels, there they are. Here's my jewels. Kick them. Right? And that takes vulnerability. And if somebody says, here's my boo-boo, and you don't, they kind of like, there's that intimacy there, right? That's part of marriage, is being able to say, my bad. So Ford, I walked out of the New Media Expo going, you know what? I might go check out a Ford next time you need a car. That was kind of cool because they came alongside us and talked to us as peers and said, hey, here's what we did. Here's what worked for us. Here's what might work for you. Here's some tips that you might want to try. Let's have a conversation. This last sponsor, and I feel really bad. I know they had big silver mannequins, and it was something about streaming something. And the guy came out, and I'm telling you, number one, I was like, man, that is the most lifelike Disney-tronic kind of thing I've ever seen. I can't believe that looks so lifelike for a robot. And then it dawned on me, it wasn't a robot. It was a real human, but he was so polished in what he was saying, it was amazing to hear him talk, because every line sounded like it was being read off a teleprompter. And so it went on, and then the way he talked and turned and pointed. Yes, he did. Amazing as it sounded. And I was like, really? And I was like, okay, is this a play? And then they talked to, you know, he got the girl to get the tweeter thing going, and he talked to her, and she said, and he got us all excited. Hey, microphones, interactive, woohoo! We're like, oh, this is going to be cool, sweet. And there we were, and this was one of my favorite memories of Noon Media Expo. Is within 3 minutes. It's like, here's what's coming on. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And all of a sudden it was just. And we were like, really? Do they know? Wow. This is my favorite. So here's the thing. We start tweeting, ITF, here comes the future. ITF, blah, blah, blah. ITF. And then we notice it becomes really clear really quickly that this is a play. We're watching a play. This is going to be about as interactive as a speeding ticket, right? It's kind of like, hey, guess what? You were doing 120 and a 20. Here's your ticket. You just sit back and it happens to you, right? And so we started tweeting things that were, oh, so snarky a little bit. And we noticed all of a sudden that the tweets that were getting rolled on the big giant screen, the interactive tweets, were the same 12 tweets, which made us get even more snarky. Because you're like, wait a minute. The intimacy thing now, where you say, here's my boo-boos, here's me just being me. No. This isn't interactive. That's phony. You're phony. This, what you sold me, you're being fun. And that made the, so here the beautiful thing is now you can follow ITF on your Twitter account and see what people are really seeing. That was hilarious. And we start direct messaging. Twitter became the digital way for a group of a couple hundred people to pass notes in front of the teacher. While he's going on, Chris Hardwick came out and he's realizing that he's just walked into the middle of a bunch of caca poo-poo, and he actually poked fun at the band. And they're kind of, the host guy was kind of like, wait, that's not in the script. What do we do? He's improvising. What do we do? Oh my goodness. Now he didn't say that, but it was, you could just tell he was kind of like, what do I do? That's not in the script. He's not supposed to make fun of the band. That was hilarious, right? And so It built a community because we were all, my favorite, I think, was Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast directed me and said, The present is now. The future will be tomorrow. Because that was the kind of phenomenal information that we were getting. And then me and the guys from successfreaks.com, Charles and the other dude. Speaking of people, I should have played his clip. But anyway, we'll get to that later. Me in another episode. And because he said something somewhat not nice about me. But we'll let that one slide. Because he's cool. I was sitting next to those guys. Basically, I hung out with them a lot. And so we're joking at each other and we're passing things back and forth. And we're everybody I knew was just trying to outsnark the other person. It was great. So what can we learn from that? Well, number one, make your podcast obvious what it's about. And then here's a novel idea. Make your podcast be what you just said it was about. You know, pick a topic and stick with it, which I realize is ADD as I am. That's a little hypocritical at times. But the other thing is realize who your audience is and maybe a different audience that wasn't so technology literate may have bought into this that, wow, this is the future. Because eventually they just brought out some old dudes to talk about how much money was spent on marketing, I think, on the internet. Your audience was more intelligent than the people on the stage. That's not good. So know your audience, and they should have listened to their audience. If that was truly going to be an interactive display, they should have heard our snarkiness. And I'm telling you, if they wanted to turn that presentation around, if they had read one of the snarky tweets and they then shifted the presentation, that would have been a 200% turnaround and we would have went, whoa, this is real. This is cool. Instead, my favorite part of it, and then I'll get out of this, is this girl is on Twitter. Now, if you're new to Twitter, you only have whatever it is, 140, 144 characters to say something. And so this guy's still talking and he's going on and everything is wonderful and he's got a great tone of voice. And he says, oh, I think Kimmy has a question for us. I mean, just like it's timed at 13 minutes and 26 seconds, Kimmy has a question. So, Kimmy, what do you got for us? And she says, well, you know, Giuseppe from Atlanta has a question. He says, hey, why is the future going to be so cool in the future? Because we're going to keep talking with a lot more words, and all of a sudden it dawns on me that there's no way this question is 144 characters. And again, you are full of caca, a poo-poo, you're phony. And that's when I was like, oh, seriously? You don't realize that that question came from Twitter and your audience knows it's 144 characters and you just spit out a question that was about 414 characters. And if it was a podcast, I would have unsubscribed immediately because you're trying to pull something over on me. And at that point, it wasn't a conversation. I really felt like you were trying to sell me something, except your content wasn't any good. I didn't know what you were talking about. And you said Chris Hardwick was going to be the keynote and he was on for about 6 minutes and left, maybe a little longer. And you go, okay, but Dave, why? And that was the high note that the expo went out on. Now, do I hold the expo? What's the word here? Responsible for that? Absolutely not. Chris and the gang did a phenomenal job. I had a great time there. But here's the thing. That was a sponsor. And the sponsor, without sponsors, there's no expo. And it's not the expo's fault that the sponsor needs to go back to the drawing board. My favorite thing is literally yesterday I got an email showing it on YouTube and I'm like, really? Cause I'd burn that if I was you, but I'd be interested to see what the presentation looks like with all their 8 million cameras and stuff. So what did we learn today? We learned that number one, you're not going to make everybody happy, but be you. And by that, I mean, don't think, well, I'm going to be like, Howard Stern, and I'm going to combine Howard Stern with Rush Limbaugh, and I'm just going to offend everybody. No, I'm not saying just be offended. Let's drop F-bombs, but be you. Be you, And then if I like you, I'll like you for being you. Because people can smell a phony. We smelled phony in that presentation. Wow, it was quick. It was just like, phony. Just like mom used to make. Right? It was amazing. So, and that's, I guess, the moral of the story of the last one is deliver what you promise. Think about what you want. Think about, is your audience that? And with that, I'll say thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the School of Podcasting's Warning Announcements. This is going to be a quick one. I looked down, I'm at 43 minutes. And I had two bullet points. I thought this was going to be a 20-minute podcast. And you're probably all going, yeah, Dave, talk about sticking to the point. But I do appreciate you tuning in. If you are looking to start a podcast, we have a website with step-by-step tutorials, with resources, and you have me, a guy with 20-plus years of teaching people technology in a fun, entertaining way so that you can avoid having to do things twice. You can avoid buying the wrong microphone and then later having to spend another, you know, instead of buying a $500 microphone. I mean, I started off, my second microphone was $300 and some, and it's now sitting in a storage unit. I should probably sell it on eBay. You know, I've gone through, been doing this for a while, and I know what works and I know what doesn't work. And I know the services that say one thing and they're phony. They lead you down the wrong path. I can help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. The other thing I want to mention real quick, if you have no website yet, go out and check out my quick start guide. You can basically, what you do, send me an email with the phrase quick start. I will send you a link to where you can buy your website hosting. From the commission of that, I will actually install your website, install the plugins, get you up and going using a free software called WordPress. You can get a free month to the School of Podcasting along with that. And of course, you get little old me along the way to help you through. So you'll have your website and all the tutorials to watch for free so you know what you're doing. And all you have to do to buy hosting is it's about $7. So you spend $7 and you get all that stuff. So if you don't have a website yet, check that out. If you do have a website, just come out, sign up for the School of Podcasting. It's not that much, seriously. So thank you very much. Aaron, I'm sorry I offended you, buddy. I hope you stay listening. If not, I'm not offended. And I wish you the best. And I would like your feedback on this. I know a lot of podcasters listen to this. Have you ever had somebody give you constructive criticism on your podcast that you've chosen to ignore? Would love to hear it. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/339. Everything I talk about today, you can find out in the show notes. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. We're going to have some insights. We'll have some clips from the expo. We'll have a clip on Callie Lewis, I think, is coming up in the future. We've got Scott Island is coming up in the future. We've got clips from some of the booths coming up in the future, all here at the School of Podcasting's schoolofpodcasting.com, the morning announcements. So thank you so much. And until next week, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside. God bless.